This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Supreme Court today ruled that whistleblowers are protected under Title IX, even if the whistleblower is a man. Title IX is the law that bars sex discrimination in any educational program that gets federal funds. It's usually associated with women's athletics. But in a 5-4 decision, the justices said it also applies to a male high school coach who was fired after he said the girls' basketball team got worse treatment than the boys. Slate's Dahlia Lithwick spoke with Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.
Dahlia, remind us about the facts of this case and why this case actually went before the Supreme Court and they decided on it.
Roderick Jackson was the coach of the girls' basketball team at a high school in Birmingham, Alabama. And he complained because the girls had rotten, second-rate facilities. They were banished from this fantastic new gym. They worked on cruddy old equipment. They had very little funding. And so he complained and was fired for it. He filed suit under Title IX, which is the federal civil rights statute that says any educational institution getting government funding can't discriminate on the basis of sex. But he lost in both the district court and then again at the 11th Circuit. They said, no, you weren't fired because of your gender, so it wasn't gender discrimination. You know, you were fired as a whistleblower, and there's no cause of action under Title IX for that.
There wasn't a specific line in the legislation that said whistleblowers would have protection.
Exactly. I mean, you're now trumpeting Justice Thomas's dissent today. The question was, does Title IX, even though it doesn't specifically say so, protect whistleblowers who may or may not be women themselves?
And the court said, yes, it does. And why did they say that?
Well, in a 5-4 decision authored by the inevitable swing justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the court said, yes, you don't have to yourself be a victim of gender discrimination. It's enough to just be a whistleblower to have a private right of action under Title IX. And one of the arguments she makes in her opinion is it's retaliation regardless of what your gender is. If you are being fired for having complained about the way women are treated, it's ridiculous to say you can only be a woman. If you're a man and you're being retaliated against, then you have a right to sue under Title IX. And more importantly, she makes the point that often teachers and coaches are in a better position to complain. You can't expect high school girls to file Title IX claims.
And the dissent said that it doesn't matter if it was a man or a woman, it's just because it wasn't in the legislation, it should not be considered.
Precisely. Thomas looked at the language of the statute and said, it's not here. What are you doing? You're making stuff up.
So what does this mean in the broader sense for other claims of sex discrimination?
Well, now it means that the victims of retaliatory firings have a private right to a lawsuit under Title IX. It means, and this is what Clarence Thomas pointed out, schools are going to have to pay compensatory and punitive damages in lawsuits for retaliating. It's an enormous victory for the women's rights movement, and it's a real blow to schools.
Does it mean anything for whistleblower cases that do not involve Title IX?
No, this case is very specific to Title IX. They compare it to other civil rights statutes, but this case is definitely specific to Title IX.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for our partners at Slate. Thanks a lot, Dahlia.
My pleasure, Madeline.
And I'm Madeline Brand.